Simen Shin Amidal Sif Yudal. If Yeshayim the Chol Atzolus Shemalnu, he Lachotzu Umovei Asmuchel Shus Rabbi. That which we say you're allowed to take things out is talking about courtyard with some alleyway that has walls around it, which is open to Rishus Rabbim. And also does not have a roof on top of it. So it's an open area, which is open to Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's Dami Rishus HaRabim. It looks a little bit like a Rishus HaRabim, because it's exposed to Rishus HaRabim. Mishmochin, Matim Lahatzel, El Mosin, Sholosh Sudis, Bekeh Matzrichim. And therefore, in this type of chotzer, you're only allowed to take from the house and put in the chotzer, only food for the three meals, and kelim that you need for Shabbos. This opinion holds that if you're taking from one house to another, since there's no problem of Erevim, because you made an Erev from one to the other, and also doesn't look like a Rishus HaRabim at all, you take as much as you want out. Also, that which we will machme is to take from my chatzah into somebody else's chatzah, even though there's an Erev between the two of us, but still, it looks a little bit like a Rishus HaRabim. I'm lechatzah shaloi. Shein tzorach erev, if he has his private courtyard, then also yochel ha'itzi kolma sheyiltze. So basically this opinion says two coolers, that you can take from one house to another as much as you want, and you can take from your house to a burning chotzer as much as you want. The Yeshua Meshein Chilek, the other opinion says, no, taking out from your burning house, you are limited no matter where you're taking to, whether you're taking to a chotzer, private chotzer, or another house. Because sof kol sof, the chashash is that you may come to put out the fire. The Ma'isa Mishabruh says, it's a Drabbanan over here, and therefore one can rely on the more lenient opinion.